Iowa Blue Showcase. Tonight we'll have part two of last week's show. This one's a pretty good one. This one has the late, great Gary Smith. He's a friend of mine. He played in a lot of bands, including the Tom Gary Blues Band, Landsharks, Irish Blues Factor. Boy, I can't think of all of them. He was a guy that was one of those first call guys that when you're putting a band together, it's like, get me Gary Smith. And anyway, so a great guy. He died, boy, 7-8 years ago. It's been a while. Again, amazing guitar player. And then our second guest will be Gene Jackson. He still lives out in Colorado. He was a drummer who played on Center Street, played with a lot of the great blues and jazz cats. Very, very good drummer. Still around. I think he still plays. He'll still come into Des Moines and play and do other things. I think he's involved in blues and jazz out in Colorado as well. C.C. Stewart, who you heard last week, is going to play a couple songs with Gene. And then, let's see, we'll have the jam that follows after that, where we get everybody up. So, a great show again. I think you'll enjoy it. Next week, we're going to do something different, because, I like to, every other kind of show, I like to throw in something special. So, I was digging around in the archives, and I found a greatest hits of the Iowa Blues Showcase, which is a lot of songs of all the different artists we had during this season. So I know I should save that for after I played all these shows, but I just kind of felt I wanted to get that in there because, we're trying to get excited about the upcoming shows. We have a venue. We just got to finish up a few more details. But we do have a venue, the house band, we're working on guests, so at the end of September, we'll give you an exact date for that. The first of the new shows will be recorded, and if you want to be there, you can be there, and we'll let you know if there's a cost to get in. I don't know at this point. Like I said, we are still negotiating, but it's going to be cool to be doing new shows, so hopefully you can come out and actually hear us make these shows. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is the
Iowa Blues Showcase.
Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase.
I am your host, Tom Gary, and this is the second hour. And our first guest of the evening is a good friend of mine in the Wayback Machine. I think we first met in the early 90s when I first got to Des Moines. I did a Thursday night blues jam.
Yes.
The Thursday night blues jam at Blues on Grand, except back then it was called the Grand. No, it wasn't. It was actually called the Grand Avenue Lounge. And Kim owned the place. That's the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback.
That was right after. It was before that. It was Vicky's Poorhouse.
Oh yeah.
And Vicky used to reward guys that just got out of jail with free drinks as long as they had their parole papers. No joke. And Kim took over, and of course, she didn't like that clientele, so she cleaned it up. So she's actually the first one to clean that bar up, and then each new owner cleans it up and runs out the old people, and then new people come in. And
it's called Club Evolution.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my good friend, Mr. Gary Smith.
Yeah.
Let's start you out with a song by Tinsley Ellis here. It goes a little bit like this.
Thank you.
you lose. Those horn players over there. Okay, this is kind of like an old standard thing. This is actually taken from a Peter Green type thing, and it's kind of like an old blues and kind of a little bit of jazz. You'll see what I mean when I get going here. Need a soft voice to talk to me at to me at night. How about these guys? I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything all right. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me, because I need.
Ladies and gentlemen,
how about this band?
Well, those of you that have been around the Des Moines music scene probably know Gary from, say, way, way back, the RH Blues Factor, the Land Sharks, and I forget the rest, but there were about 30 bands in there.
At least. Yeah. It's still an ongoing process.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And so every jam situation that comes along, you know. Yeah.
Hey, there's a guy I'd like to play with. Let's make a band.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the average lifetime of a band is, what, 2 months, I think, or something like that?
That's probably one of the longer ones I've been in.
Yeah. So what are you doing right now? Are you just doing the solo
thing? I'm just
thing, or?
Doing a, practicing at the house a lot,
yeah,
you know.
I can relate to that.
I do the, actually, I'm doing the Sunday night jam thing up at the Hull where you came from. Where,
oh,
I
wow.
Thought,
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, they're doing that again. And so it's Sunday from 7 to 11 up there.
And the police aren't knocking on your door saying, be quiet.
Well, they try.
Oh, they try.
They
okay.
try that, yes. But other than that, I'm still probably going to get in a band with Cece, who is up here. And I'm probably going to get in a band with Bob out here. And I'm probably going to get in a band with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm probably going to get in a band with John.
John's already in my band.
And Rick Mosqueda back here on drums. Probably going to get in a band with him. If you need a guitar player, I'm available. I work cheap.
So now on the Hull Avenue, is this a rock or is this a blues jam here?
Combination.
It's a combination. You know, because I haven't seen a real honest-to-goodness blues jam in the city anymore. They're all either rock or jazz. But if you play blues, you're more than welcome at the Hull Avenue, right?
Right.
Okay, so... Well, Gary, you got another song there.
Yeah, key of E again, fortunately for the horn players, but key of E. This one, actually, I'm going to do a little tremolo thing here.
Good. Kind of. We'll be right back.
take what I get and I play where I stay. If you wanna know, hey. I'm a runaway engine on a midnight line. No destination and no track of time. Ain't worried about yours, just worried about mine. If you wanna know, if you have to know.
Jam session. Good jam with you, Frank. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Our next guest comes to us from Colorado, but originally was a fixture on Center Street.
Yeah.
Played with everybody down there. And the most notable bands that you would know would be the Soul Brothers and Jimmy Pryor. But he also played with all the great jazz cats and blues cats down there. Played at the Billiken, the Sepia Club. And probably places that I don't even know about, but maybe we'll ask him about them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gene Jackson on the drums.
Yeah.
And helping Gene out will be C.C. Stewart. Thank you, and good night. Oh, sorry. Hey, Frank, you got your wish. You were wanting Elvis last week. You got it.
I want Marilyn Monroe next week.
Marilyn Monroe next week. It ain't happening, Frank.
She left the building, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lately, California blue.
up for that rhythm section. What do you think?
Gene Jackson. Well, let's see if we can get Gene to a mic or get a mic to Gene, and we'll talk a little bit about Center Street and what Gene's doing. And ladies and gentlemen, Gene's been playing blues and jazz in Des Moines a long time. And he's in the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame. He should be in the Iowa Jazz Hall of Fame, too. We got to talk to those people.
Good evening. Hey. And how are you? Hi, how are you doing? This little lady been enjoying herself. And she's laughing at the cuff of my pants, but I got to do that so I don't catch it and rip it on the bass pedal. But I look at the young man that's over here in the white hat. Yeah. And I don't know how old he is, but I love the way he kick. I love the way he kick. Yeah. And the young man behind him is, as well, for the whole band. But especially him, because when I first started playing professionally, I was 15 years old, and my parents used to bring me in because I couldn't get in on my own. Of course, some of the places I play, you had to shoot your way in, cut your way out. But I've been blessed, because now I'm retired, I'm old. When you start talking about me being the Billy Clinton, places like that, you got to be old. Even if you started 15, you still got to be old. But I'm still feeling good in here because God didn't stop making talented 15-year-olds when he made Gene Jackson. And this young man, he has less experience than all of us. I think he deserves a special round of applause. Yeah. Other than that, you asked me one question, I answered about 10, but you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I was just going to say that that you played a lot of clubs in Des Moines, and I'm just kind of curious if you can remember some of those clubs and where they were. And someday I'll try to find them when I'm doing my research.
Well, a lot of them you probably couldn't find. Al Stovall's place down in Raccoon. Somebody talked about fishing off the bridges. I used to fish off one of the bridges from Raccoon River down there on the Raccoon, where the Des Moines River and Raccoon comes together. Over the dam there, where everything's gassy. I mean, you put a match in one of those fish, it may blow up, it had so much gas in it. You know? It was like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, I bet.
But anyway, Jimmy Pryor and I used to play down there. He had a girlfriend named Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet Georgia was about 7'2". Of course, Jimmy's no taller than he is now. But I played behind them. I played behind a lot of people who are now gone, Rufus Spates. There are some other people that you may know, Jimmy Gale, Jimmy Jelinski, and his mother Helen Gale. Mm-hmm. We used to play down at the 505 Club. There was another 505, used to be out on Army Post Road. We played out there with a lot of the younger groups. I was older than them then, too. a lot of places, Hyperion Golf and Country Club, out at what used to be called the Golden Hawk. Mm-hmm. Played out there with Seymour Graves and Rosemary Gator. We had a trio. We played out there for a number of years. I played with a Western group when I used to record down at KJAC. Mm-hmm. And I, too, played Western and recorded Western. I also recorded and played with some groups that we did nothing but Lost My Heart in San Francisco, Sunny Kind of Love, Autumn Leaves and all that, April in Paris. Probably one of the few drummers that still carry brushes and know how to use them.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a variety of different loves and music. But now that I got older, I can't really execute the jazz as I used to. So I really love the blues. I recently moved from Atlanta, Georgia, where I played with the Atlanta Blues Association for 6 years, out to Colorado. I'm also involved in the Colorado Blues Association. We're involved in some things out there, still teaching and working with young people. And I am still working with something called Blues Back to the Schools, just as you are. Mm-hmm. And our young people are my heart. Without the youth, there is no future. And if we want our future to be the way we want, we gotta get our hands on it and mold it. We're the artist here. We should never mold a vase, always a vase. Help them create and know their dreams. And then you're the kind of parents that you dream to be. So I'm thrilled and I'm honored for Tommy to call me back here, give me an opportunity to perform in front of all you. I love performing. That's my life. And I appreciate you standing and tolerating me while I go through my exercise.
Gene Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we got time to do one more tune with Gene, and then we're going to have the big jam session. So why don't we, let's do a shuffle in honor of Mr. Jimmy Pryor. How about that? In G. Let's have the saxophone play like that. That wonderful kazoo, Jimmy's.
Thank you.
peace in the barnyard since that red rooster went away. See my red rooster, I'll send them all home. Have you seen my red rooster? I'll send them all home. There'll be no peace in the barnyard since that red rooster been gone. We're right back with the jam session. Don't go nowhere. Hello, we're back. Welcome to the All-Star Jam Session. We've got Gary Smith on guitar, C.C. Stewart, and Doug had to leave, and Gene's here, but I guess he's going to sit down. we also have... on the sax, we have Don Brown, and we have Ben Lozano, and Steve George making his third appearance in season three.
Yeah, thank you. They can't get rid of me.
He holds the record. I guess it can't be an official show without Steve.
They locked the front door, but we found the back door. Came on in. Gonna have to come up with something better than that.
That's right. And, of course, the world's most dangerous blues band, John O. Smith, director. Frank Strong, harmonica. John Lee Egan bass, Dave Andrews drums, and Rick Mischetta on the drums. But I think I got everybody there. All right.
I'm going to do a little down home blues.
Good tempo.
This evening. Oh, yeah. One more time here. Say your party's jumping, everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable? Kick off these shoes. Town. You know I done quit, yes, a lot of that running around all week long. She's been keeping it cool, oh yeah. But tonight she's gonna get ahead, man, and party over some down home blues. Help me with it here, man.
Smith. rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Andrews on the drums, Rick Moschetta on the timbales, and on the bass, Mr. John Lee Egan. We gotta thank our sponsors for Starry Starry Nights Coffee House. This is here for Chuck. I also want to thank Chili Head Records for recording the show and helping us get this thing on the air. This show is produced by Tom Gary, Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, and John O. Smith. Engineered by Jay Taylor. Written by Frank Strong. Leader of the bands is Mr. John O. Smith. I'd like to thank our guests, Mr. Gene Jackson, Gary Smith, C.C. Stewart, and Doug Johnson, plus our special guests, Mr. Don Brown, Mr. Ben Lozano, and Mr. Steve George. I'm going to remind you that next week, come on out, we'll do it again. We'll feature Mr. James Beal, Jammin' Jimmy with Willie James Shea, and the band Living Stones will be here, right here, at the Owl Blues Showcase. So I thank y'all for coming out, and I tell y'all, keep your ear to the radio, and keep a listen out, because we might just show up someday. Thank you very much. My name is Tom Gary. Good night.